New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
Good morning. Today we have a super cool organization, and with me to talk about it is Keith Haina, the senior manager of the development team for Little Kids Rock. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's beautiful out. It's good to get out of the house a little bit.
I know, the first time we have nice weather in a while.
Yeah, and we're in a radio studio. So,
So tell everyone, what is Little Kids Rock?
Well, so Little Kids Rock technically is a national nonprofit organization. And what we do is we provide free training, musical instruments, and music curriculum for public school teachers, music teachers, in school districts that don't have the funding to have robust music programs. So really what our mission is to try to restore, expand, and innovate music education in our public schools.
Now, when did this all start?
So, unofficially, it started in 1996 when our founder, David Wish, which is a great name for a nonprofiteer, he was a public school teacher in the San Francisco Bay Area in East Palo Alto, which at the time was the murder capital of the United States. And he's teaching English as a second language to first and second graders, and found that there was no music program at his school. So what he decided to do was something very radical: teach kids to play music after school. And he taught the kids to play the music that they knew and loved. So at the time, these kids, mostly Spanish-speaking kids, they loved Selena. So he was teaching them to play Selena, to play Carlos Santana. And these kids started writing their own music. And what started as one after-school class, eventually became an official nonprofit in 2002. And since that time, we've trained thousands of public school teachers to teach kids popular music. And we've served over 650,000 kids across America.
Little Kids Rock, you're based in New Jersey, but you're nationally all over?
Yeah, so our headquarters is in New Jersey, that's home base. We don't really have many offices around the country. We have a few employees, mainly what we do is we partner with public school districts. So from, Los Angeles to Chicago to Dallas to Nashville to here in New York City, we have robust partnerships with the public school district. So when we say, hey, we want to give you free instruments, we want to give you free training, they say, great, we're going to promote it to our teachers.
Now walk us through, what's the first thing you do if someone wants to get involved, or tell us a little bit about the public school system and their music curriculum as it is now?
Sure. So, to really understand what Little Kids Rock is all about, I think you need to understand what music education is like in public schools in America. If anybody's ever taken a music class or joined the choir or the marching band or the jazz band or the orchestra, you'll know that music is kind of geared toward the best of the best, right? It's about getting kids that can, get first chair in flute, or someone who can afford to rent that tuba, or who has a parent that's really making them take those violin lessons. But that's not really accessible to most of the kids in the United States, especially public school students. So what Little Kids Rock is about is the rest of the rest. We're there not to supplant, orchestra or jazz band or marching band or choir. We're there to supplement it. So what our program is called Modern Band. And what we do is we train teachers to teach kids to play guitar, drums, keyboard, ukulele, computer. We teach rap, we teach country, we teach reggae, mariachi. It's really, one of the teachers actually coined the term a derocracy, because it's all about what kids want to learn, because access is only one part of it. We give kids access to musical instruments and to music teachers, but it's really about participation. And right now, approximately 80% of public school students in schools that have music programs don't participate. And why? We think it's because they don't see themselves or their cultures reflected in the curriculum. So that's why we've created this all-inclusive music program.
Do you go to the schools and see what they need, and then you go back to the drawing board and you draw up a curriculum?
Well, kind of. It's sort of a one-size-fits-all curriculum. I mean, we don't tell teachers you have to teach like this, but rather we give them all the tools they need to be able to teach the kids that they have the information that they want to learn. So whether it's a high school teacher that has kids that want to learn to, shred heavy metal, or it's an elementary school teacher, who wants to teach their kids like the basic guitar chords, we give them the tools. Let's say you're a teacher in a New York City public school, and you get this email from the director of arts and special projects at NYC DOE, and they say, hey, come and take this free professional development. So as part of that, it's a Saturday, you know, it's a 9-to-5 thing. And as a teacher, you have to take professional development.
Right.
It's part of their contract. So this satisfies that. It also, we also give them continuing education credits, which means that they can enhance their salary through doing this. And, you know, the workshops are, that's Little Kids Rock's bread and butter, because it's almost like a religious experience, almost like rock and roll revival. You know, these teachers show up and they don't really know what they're getting into. They're coming holding their guitar on their back, and they walk in and we got breakfast for them, and we got, you know, cool tchotchkes, and all of a sudden they're there playing music with a bunch of their peers. And, you know, I was never a music teacher. I wasn't even in band growing up. But one thing I found that made me feel so sad was that these music teachers, who are such passionate people, and they care about kids, and they care about, you know, building kids that are just going to be better human beings, not just musicians. And, you know, these teachers are kind of on their own island in a school, because if there's a music teacher, a lot of times they don't even have a classroom, you know,
right.
They roll around on a cart with recorders. That's sort of the image we see. And so we're trying to basically make it so that kids and teachers feel supported. So these teachers become part of a national and a local teacher community, music teacher community, that are sharing. You know, we have a social media network that's closed just to them. And these teachers, they share ideas, they share, you know, their concerns. I mean, a teacher that, you know, will order a bunch of guitars will post something like, hey, I got 30 guitars in a tiny classroom. How do I store these? And you'll get someone from San Diego saying, oh, with, you know, $36 and a trip to Home Depot, you can do this. And it's just such a supportive environment, you know?
Now, what do you see from the children that receive this?
Well, that's my favorite part. That's why I still do what I do here, because, you know, not every kid that goes through a modern band program is or becomes a musician. And that's okay, because we use the term musician and music maker very, very distinctly. Musicians are people that they become professional musicians. It becomes their livelihood. They make money gigging and playing music and recording. And if a student finds that passion and that talent through this program, awesome. You know, we've just changed a kid's life. But for the rest of the rest that are music makers, you know, music helps kids become just better communicators, taps into their creative side. And, you know, kids that are in touch with their creative side are infinitely less attracted to the cheap thrills of destructive behavior.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying to give kids the reason to come to school, a reason to stay in school. And a lot of kids, especially in inner cities, they're looking to join a group. And, you know, we'd rather it be a band than a gang. So it's you know, it helps kids get to graduation day. It helps break down those socioeconomic barriers that, you know, the cool kids and the not cool kids, or the older kids and the younger kids. I mean, I see kids coming back from high school to their middle school after school guitar class to help, you know, just teach. I mean, you couldn't get me to go back to another school that I'd already graduated from after my other school had ended.
Right.
But, you know, this is what we're starting to see. And it's almost like we're taking the garage band and we're putting the garage in the classroom.
That's awesome. So Little Kids Rock has served more than 650,000 children with the lifelong gift of music making. How does that affect you, or going forward, what makes this organization different than any organization that might be out there?
Sure. So, you know, our, I like to call other music education organizations or music organizations our co-opetition or our frenemies, because in reality, we're all trying to do the same thing, which is connect kids with music, with art, with their creative sides. So, but I think what makes Little Kids Rock different is that, you know, we're not just interested in changing kids' lives or just teachers' lives. We're trying to change the entire system. We're trying to make it so that kids can be part of a music class without being stressed about, you know, am I going to be able to afford to do this next year? Or what if I wanted to take a year off and join the football team? You know, you can still have it part of their lives. And, you know, I think with kids, what we see is that a lot of times they become more engaged members of their school community. And, you know, this day and age, especially, you know, with the tragic events that just happened in Parkland, it's like if one kid decides to pick up a guitar instead of a gun, you know, then my whole career has been worth it, definitely.
Right.
And we'll never know that, you know, but right. I'm glad to know that I've helped kids, and Little Kids Rock has helped kids, you know, get in touch with their emotions, express themselves in ways that they otherwise wouldn't, you know, and especially kids that have some sort of a lack of a better term, I'll say disability, but something that sets them apart from the rest of the crowd. Music is a great way for them to, you know, be unique and really be who they are.
Right.
And I've seen kids who are, you know, suffer from selective mutism disorder, like never spoke a word in school once. It's basically an extreme form of shyness. And yet guitar became their voice. You know, that was the thing that they did and they felt confident and comfortable doing. And I remember this teacher, this particular teacher happened to be from Philadelphia. And she told me on the day of this kid's eighth grade graduation, he got his diploma and he walked up to the teacher and he just kind of leaned in and said, "Thank you."
Aww.
And she just started crying immediately. It's incredible, you know, and it's touches everyone's heart that comes into contact with it,
right.
Whether it's the kids' parents or, you know, the various like celebrities that have come and been a part of the program. Yeah, it's they really just, you know, anybody and everybody can be touched by music and connected to music.
Tell me a little bit about Jam Zone.
Sure. So the Jam Zone, which is powered by our supporters at Harmon, it is our online curriculum hub. So teachers, students, you know, the general public can go to jamzone.littlekidsrock.org and take free lessons in various genres. We have it by song. We have it by guitar chord or keyboard chord. And it breaks these lessons down into a very easy and approachable way for beginners and for advanced learners. It's really exciting because we teach music like it's a second language. So it's a very immersive experience in the classroom, but also in, you know, at home if you're using your computer. And it's a really easy way for teachers to assign homework. And, you know, these teachers are very busy to begin with. So we're trying to help them in any way, shape, or form, not just through giving them the instruments and the tangible resources, but the curricular resources as well. Teachers can use it at any level that they want, whether they use it as their sort of, you know, their whole syllabus or whether they pick and choose from it to sort of suit their individual class's needs.
What grades do you technically do this for?
Kindergarten through 12th grade.
Wow.
So yeah, kids as young as 5 years old, I've seen them writing songs. And you know, like I said, the teachers, depending on the grade, we don't say like, we're going to give you one bass, one electric guitar, a drum set and five keyboards or something. What we do is we give them instrument credits and we have partners in the musical instrument space. You know, Epiphone Guitars supplies our, you know, high quality, cost effective guitars. Sweetwater, you know, is our retail partner. Ernie Ball Strings, you know, all of these different companies. You know, what we do is we give the teachers credits. They go online and they buy them at cost. I mean, and by buy them, I mean they use their credits. We buy them.
Right.
And the teachers get to order whatever they want. So a teacher who's not quite feeling confident enough yet to teach guitar might say, well, I'm going to start with piano. And they'll order a whole keyboard lab. And, you know, these kids are learning to play, you know, anything from, you know, Billy Joel to Bruno Mars to Blake Shelton. It's awesome.
I got to get into that.
Yeah.
I have to learn how to do something. I'm not musically inclined to do any instruments. I'm not good at any of that.
I know a few 100,000 kids that could probably come in here and teach.
That would be great because I'm willing to learn.
Okay.
My son, who's 1.5, and he likes to play the drums, apparently. That was the best Christmas gift I can get is the drums. So yeah. He's banging around all day in the house.
And earplugs for yourself, I'm
yes,
imagining.
Yes, that was the second gift because I can't.
Well, one of these days, maybe you can get an electric drum set where you could plug in some headphones. And this way,
yep.
You know, you
when
won't have to hear
when he gets older,
it.
That will be the perfect idea. I'm here with Keith Haina, the senior manager of the development team for Little Kids Rock. When we come back, we're going to talk about what celebrities have donated to Little Kids Rock, as well as a big fundraiser that they have coming up in June, which is called Big Kids Rock, or just get some more information. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at nashfm947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.